Hey, greetings. This is Jim from DontParish.com, John 4:24 Radio, bringing you a moment of discernment as usual. Today's topic, why do we test for truth, report false ways, and warn others? You know, in our ministry and as we meet people or people contact us, they always ask us, why are you testing others and why do you warn of false ways? Well, the only thing I can do is I can point you to God's holy word to tell you why we do what we do. In the following verses of Holy Scripture, we clearly see why we need to test others, why we need to warn them, lest we be in sin ourselves. First one we're going to look at is 1 Thess 5. Prove all things, hold fast to that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. So we are to be testing all things. That includes ourselves, of course. Jude 1. And others, save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. So we are to, if we see others in sin, to try to pull them from the fire, saving them from their sin. Otherwise, it's not godly love, is it? No, it's not. How about 2 Timothy 4? Preach the word, be in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. So we are to preach the word, we're to do it always, and we're to reprove and rebuke. That means when someone's in sin, they're to be called out and corrected. That includes us. If we're wrong, we need to be called out and corrected. Sadly, not many people are into that today because it's not politically correct in this perverted, ungodly society. So the other area of scripture I want to give you is from Ezekiel 3. Now, God told his prophets of old, I am not a prophet, let me say that, but he did tell them to warn others, and the concept of that remains today. Let me read to you a section of scripture from Ezekiel 3. God says, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not a warning, nor speaketh to warn him the wickedness, the wicked of his ways, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at thine hand. Yet, if thou warn the wicked, and he not turn from his wickedness, not from his wicked ways, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because thou hast not given him the warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he hath done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at your hand, at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man, and that righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also thou hast delivered thy soul. Ezekiel 3. So we see from that scripture that God was telling his prophets of old, and today, if we claim Christ, we are his people today, that if you don't warn people in their sin, you're partly responsible. Turning your eye to other people's sin, turning away and not warning them, just to be friends with them, just to fit into your religious system, that's not godly. It's not good. It's not loving. So that's why we do what we do. It's not for being mean-spirited. It's not to be hateful. It's not to make fun of other people. It's a redemptive thing to call people out of their sin and ask them to repent and follow after God's truth and his word and his righteousness. So now what I would ask you is, have you tested yourself in your own religious body? Yeah. Go to DontParish.com. Go and look up our 10-point biblical test. That test right there will show you 10 points about yourself and your religious body if you line up to God's word or not, because we care about people and we want them to be in the truth. Also, go to all of our other biblical resources. Go to our teaching blog from DontParish.com. Hundreds of articles. Go to John 4:24 Radio. You're listening to an audio right here. Hundreds of audios to help you in the faith. And go to our Unbiblical Teachers blog, where we call out Baptist, Lutheran, Methodist, Mormon, Roman Catholic, Jehovah Witness. We call people out of their sin and into the truth of God's light. So, thanks for listening. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. This has been Jim at DontParish.com. May God be praised.